What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you can't handle this, maybe the Cavs just aren't the team for you. This is Jason Lloyd yesterday on Afternoon Drive. I want you guys to hear this clip.
Diamond's under control for two more years. His next contract starts at $65 million. I think the Cavs have to think very long and very hard if you want to invest $65 million a year into Donovan Mitchell, given some of the calf problems he's had, lower leg problems that he's had. Yeah, like, I keep writing, they're going to have to make hard decisions. Their window is the next 2 years, and then they're going to have to make hard decisions. And I'm trying to leave it there because I don't want to, like, it's just not worth sounding alarms on anything. But, I mean, do you want to pay Donovan Mitchell $65 million? No. So that's a conversation for later. We don't need to worry about that now. He's here for 2 years, and they've got a really good team. They're a championship contender, and I say focus on that for right now. But, yeah, they're going to have some really hard decisions that they're going to have to make in the coming years.
That's Jason Lloyd, who always sounds like, when he's telling you like things that he doesn't think you're going to take well, he always sounds like an exasperated mechanic about to be like, listen, you got like 1,000 more miles left on this motor. You really got to go trade it in. I don't know what else to do about this thing. You got blown head. He's just always like that.
But go. And
I'm a little bit surprised that he is like no with Donovan Mitchell about the future.
And
of the team.
He was sure to say, look, I'm not trying to be alarming.
That was alarming, though.
But he's saying, you know, the Cavs are in a good spot. They've got good players and they're young enough where it's not like this thing just all falls apart if the core gets changed dramatically or even just a little bit. Now, he said $65 million. I mean, I have a piece from Terry Pluto that says he's eligible for 5 years, $380 million, which would mean $76 million a year.
Well, that's
so
a lot.
Now, that's a big discrepancy, so I'm going to have to reach out to the cap gurus in town. But either way, if we're in the neighborhood of $65, $70, $75 million, that would be the next contract for Donovan Mitchell because he's all NBA, because he's been in the league for a decade. That's why he'd be eligible for basically the most amount of money you could possibly get under the CBA. And it is tough. You're learning how difficult this is in this new capped situation that is the double apron, that it does really act like a hard cap because you have no other remedies to try to, you know, improve your basketball.
Well, I'm not ripping on Nick here because I think Jason seems to agree with him. But he said, you know, he's not very comfortable with Donovan at $65 million plus after these next 2 years. And my thought was, well, I'm sorry, but I think by that time, it'll kind of be the going rate. I mean, if we're paying Devin Booker, no, we're not paying anybody, but if the NBA's paying, if the Suns are paying Devin Booker $70-plus million over the next 2 years, and Devin Booker's a fine player, but they've been to the finals once, I don't think that he's getting them back. It reeks of desperation, but I think there's some other teams that might be doing that same sort of thing as well. But I think that, you know, when we have the wide-eye emojis over big money, I think that's just the price of doing business, Tone. The NBA has done well with their television contracts, and I'm not as blown away by this money as some other people. Now, I know that it's not just about your senses as a fan. It's also about your second apron and about your cap. But the way that Jason describes it, and I'm not even thinking that he's silly for this, but like at this juncture, at 29, I think we need to understand that he's still the future. He and Evan are the future still. It's not Darius and Evan. It's Donovan and Evan. Right now, dollars to donuts, fan to fan, you're taking Donovan Mitchell. And I think you're even taking Donovan Mitchell in 2 years over Darius Garland.
Well, so I would make the argument, this is a really tough thing to try to parse. And here's why I say that. Like, Donovan, I've wondered how his game will age, right? As he loses more and more burst and explosiveness over the years, he's probably just going to be more of a three-point shooter. And he's already taken a ton of threes in the playoffs. He does get to the free throw line in the playoffs. Like last year, it was absurd how many free throws he got. But how long is he going to be able to do that? You've seen him be pretty winded by the second round of the playoffs. That's only halfway. Then I look at Darius. And Darius is somebody who there's just no proof of concept come playoff time that he is anything close to a first best, the best player on a contending team, second best player on a contending team. I don't know, is he even the third best on a contending team? And he's making a lot of money. Now, it's not, wouldn't be $70 million.
I think he's the third best player on a contending team. Okay. If you're ranking him, it's Donovan. I think it's Evan already. I think it's Darius and Jarrett.
But he's going to be in line for $50-plus million a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what are you more comfortable with? Donovan Mitchell at $70 million, you know, in 2 years? Darius at 50, where you'd be then asking Darius to fill that void created by Donovan being gone. So now Darius, who hasn't even been as the second best player or third best player on a contending team, has fallen woefully short.
Yeah, but
now you're asking him to definitely be the second best player and on some nights be the best player.
Do you have more faith?
Are you comfortable with that at $50 million?
Do you have more faith?
I haven't seen any evidence of that.
I think that's the thing that people should be talking about. It's not just, Donovan's Donovan and Donovan will be 31, and I think that there's legitimate concern there with what you're saying. Totally. Totally agree.
Like at least Donovan, I know there are games and series where he looks like a top five player in the NBA.
Ask yourself a question.
I haven't seen Darius look like a top 20 player in the NBA in the playoffs.
Ask yourself a question. Do you believe that you have more faith in Donovan now? Of course you do. Do you have more faith in Donovan in 2 years? Do you believe you're going to have more faith in Donovan in 2 years? And the answer is still yes. The answer is still yes, because one is still 6'4 and bigger and stronger. The other one is 6'2, and let's, again, just be honest with each other. He's diminutive. He gets hurt all the time.
He plays smaller.
And he plays smaller in the postseason. Yeah. So you need, if you're going to be making sense of this and talking about the future of the team, see, this is why you know who continues to cast a shadow over this franchise. That's why you know who, anytime that there's a conversation, you have to have it. Because it's Evan needs to step up. We know that. Evan needs to step up less with Donovan Mitchell, even at 31 years old. For Evan Mobley, with Darius Garland, it's almost, I have to ask him to become Superman with Darius Garland.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Garland. Do I not? Do I have to ask him to become Giannis with Darius Garland? I think I do. Where with Donovan Mitchell, it's like, hey, you definitely need to be an all-star, 100%. But I don't think I need him to be Giannis or one of the other guys that we speak of so highly. I want him to be that guy, but I don't know if I need him to be if he's playing alongside of Donovan yeah. instead of Darius. So me, the bet is still, even, yes, 31 is a, you open your eyes and kind of stare around and go, oh my gosh, he's getting a little bit older here. And he's not the 6'8", 260 fella that we talk about all the time either. So 31, those are some hard miles on him compared to some others. But it still doesn't change the idea of who you trust. And that's coming from me, a Darius Garland defender here for so many
yeah,
years.
Yeah, and I want to be fair to the Cavs. Like, we've been having the same discussion now. We're entering year four of wondering if the two small guards in the backcourt can win.
Yeah, but you had to do what you had to do.
And in the regular season, boy, do they win. They mm-hmm. kick ass. They dominate. They look like an all-time great offense most of the time. That works. I mean, that works. And they should dominate again if they're healthy, even limiting Donovan Mitchell's minutes last year and limiting, you know, just the workload.
Yeah.
It worked. And then in the playoffs, it looked the exact same. It literally looked the exact same. It turned into, all right, I'll save us. I'll put the entire team on my back, but I'll be on fumes by the second round. So that is that's a tough decision because the Cavs are probably looking at it going, eventually they'll break through in the playoffs. But will it? You know, that's a tough, tough thing to wonder.
So then answer the question, who's the future of the Cavs?
Well,
it's not, you can't.
Of course it's Evan.
You can use a cheat code and say you know who, but that ain't it. It's Evan. So Evan's in there. You need another guy who's going to be the future of the Cavs because you've said it. You got to move off probably two
and
of these other contracts.
They can't pay all three.
Because you can't pay all three, especially with the escalators going in, because you'll end up paying, it seems like $1 billion for a roster coming up in 2 years, and you just can't do that. So if one's part of the future, lock, stock, and barrel Evan Mobley is, unless somebody's willing to offer you something that's stupid that they're probably not going to do. I know that people have talked about Giannis. We'll see. I just don't think that they're going to do that, especially with some of the things that they've done. Okay, so if Evan's that guy, is it Donovan at 31 with him, or is it Darius at, how old's Darius now, 25, 27 mm-hmm. with Evan Mobley? Because it ain't Jarrett. It ain't Jarrett. We know that. So sorry, he's great, but he's going to have to be moved on yeah. from here in the next couple of years. And then you have Evan Mobley, who's in. Which one do you choose? Which guy do you choose? I don't have an argument for Darius.
We haven't seen it. Now you'd be handing over the reins to Darius, and
so you just put a lot more pressure on Darius. The Cavs have to put a lot more pressure on Darius this coming year, coming off the injury.
Like, there have definitely been games. Like, Donovan missed a game, I think, was it against the Knicks this year at Madison Square Garden, and mm-hmm. Darius looked every bit of a superstar
in the regular season. Mm-hmm. And the regular season. So that's going to be in the back of everybody's mind. Darius has looked, there have been times where I've come in here in the morning and been clapping about Darius Garland, like, okay, he's going to turn the corner here. But it's going to have to be proven in crunch time. And the NBA Cup ain't going to do it. And the regular season games that we make a big deal about but really ultimately don't matter ain't going to do it. He's going to have to be able to play within the offense. I don't need him to even do iso ball because I told you, I want the offense to run through Evan without Darius on the floor. And then he's got to be able to pick up and choose his spots to where he is and then hit those shots. He cannot play small in the opening round of the NBA playoffs, or we're going to be having the same conversation and you're going to feel sick, because then you do have to rely on a 31-year-old Donovan Mitchell. And then you do, because you've made such an investment, you have to pay him $65 million plus a year. You may be forced by Darius Garland to do that with Donovan Mitchell.
Well, and then I do wonder, with this might complicate things. I know we got to go, but I heard Nick and Jonathan talking about, well, at least Donovan, you're going to be able to trade him and recoup all the assets. And that I wonder about. Like, 2 years from now, what is Donovan Mitchell's, or a year from now, what is Donovan Mitchell's trade value as somebody who will be due for $70 million?
You're getting 3 first-round picks.
I don't think you're getting nearly as much as what you had to trade to get him, especially because at that time, there will be even how, if you're trading him in 2 years, that means the Cavs didn't win the championship, right?
Yeah.
So how far did they go? And who's trading for a $70 million player who hasn't been able to get past the second round?
Well, is that because of him or is that because of the league?
Answer that when we come back. 8:44 this morning, or 8:40, I should say. Daniel Oyafusi is going to join us from ESPN. We'll talk about David Njoku with Daniel coming up at 8:40 this morning. Coming up in 5 minutes. Speaking of that nostalgia we had at the opening segment, remember this one? Pay the man! Ain't talking about David. We have to make a strong decision about someone else. It's coming up in 5 on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.